This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Dania Beach presents two nights of iconic hits and live music. Catch the smooth yacht rock vibes of Yachtly Crew on February 13th. Then celebrate Valentine's Day with disco classics from Stayin' Alive on February 14th. Purchase tickets at casinoataniabeach.com.
We've got plenty of ways for you to listen to your favorite shows and favorite teams on WQAM.
How is that, if I may ask?
We're at FM 104.3. Or you can listen to WQAM on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Check it out now.
This is the legendary WQAM-FM and HD1 Miramar, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
WQAM Miami.
An Odyssey sports station.
The home of Joe Rose with Hollywood,
Tobin and Leroy,
and Hawk Crowder and Solana.
South Florida sports lives here.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM.
An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes.
Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
All right, a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. We'll be with you for the next hour talking University of Miami sports. Hurricanes head basketball coach Jay Lucas will be with us, and it's our first show of the year with J.D. Arteaga. So Coach Arteaga, there we go, Coach Arteaga will be with us. Probably would help if I plugged in the microphone. All right, so we'll talk basketball and baseball coming up on the show here tonight. Basketball, a bye week during the weekdays this week. Back in action on Saturday against Boston College. 2 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air at 1:30 right here on FM 104.3 WQAM, Miami and Boston College on Saturday. Baseball gets underway February the 13th. Hurricanes will open up the baseball season with a three-game series against Lehigh, and J.D. Arteaga will join us a little bit later on the show. But right now, let's talk basketball with us, University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas. Coach, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. We had a 1-1 week last week. Both games seemed to be similar. Stanford and Cal got an early lead in the Stanford game, fell behind, came back to win. Cal had the lead, fell behind, came back, and came up a little bit short. Both games were eerily similar, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were. You know, each team had their different kind of nuances, but the games felt very similar. And going into it, knew they would be two really tough games. You know, the ACC is a lot better. It's two tough teams was right on the border to make the tournament. They both have big wins, big quad one wins, and have played other really good competition. So they're two really good games.
Yeah, I thought Stanford was a people kind of looked past Stanford a little bit, but they had four quad one wins. And I thought they were a better team this year than a year ago. I thought that was a very good team and a good gut check for your team, the way you rallied in the second half.
Yeah, it was. It was huge. You know, they're really good. They're really improved. They have a really good guard, of course, with Okori. But their complementary pieces are very good as well. And then Coach Smith, he can really coach. He does a good job with his adjustments and just having to make you adjust throughout the game. So they are really improved, and they are a really good team.
I did want to mention the Cal game. You had a heck of a crowd, biggest crowd of the year, 6,500, engaged, energetic, gave you a glimpse of what the Watsco Center can be when it's rolling.
Yeah, I was excited. It was a great environment, The fans really rallied with us. They made it, you know, it felt like a conference game. And, you know, just the excitement in the building and the way the guys played and competed. And, you know, it's a place where we want to make this place, the Watsco, one of the premier places to play basketball and game experiences in ACC.
First half of the ACC season is done. You check in at 6-3, so 9 games to go because they took away 2 games this season, went back to 18 games. Is this the time of the year, and you had time off this week, is this a self-scout week? Do you look at what you're doing, keep things, toss things out, change things? How do you approach that?
Yeah, it's a big self-scout week. You know, it's a big self-scout week. You know, we have the 2 games outside of Clemson that we lost have been one possession. You know, it comes down to free throws and layups and things of that nature. But also one of the things I wanted to clean up and make sure we fine-tune was just on the defensive end. You know, I think we're fouling a little bit too much. We're giving up too many threes, and all that starts with being able to control the ball and keep the ball in front. So we just had to get a lot better at that.
Yeah, the defending and fouling was the problem Saturday, right? That game became a free throw shooting contest over the last 9 minutes.
It did. It did. And, you know, we're kind of built – the way we're building our formula is always, you know, make more than their attempt. And whenever we're even with somebody at the free throw line, then we haven't done our job to the level it needs to be done.
All that being said, you're halfway home here in the ACC, 6-3 – 5th or 6th place, you know, game or two here, you jump into the top 4 and so forth. But these are, I mean, the next 9 games, as it is for many teams in the ACC, decides your fate, right? I mean, these are the most critical games of the year.
Oh, yeah, of course, because, you know, you're in the month of February working your way towards March. Like you say, you're coming down the halfway home stretch of conference. You know, we have a lot of good games, a lot of good opportunities right in front of us, and we put ourselves right in position, like you said, to be in the top half of the league and to be in position to make a push towards that top 4 and going into the conference tournament to get some of those buys. So we just have to continue to do our job and continue to just get better game by game.
Yeah, I probably should have rephrased that and said, the second half of the season, you are playing in important games, and that's what you want in this league, is in the second half of the season to be relevant.
Yeah, you have to. And, you know, you never know what happened. You never know what can happen. So we're right there. You don't know anything, but we're right there. If something does get tricky, if we play like I know we can, we're right there to compete for the championship still. You know, Duke is undefeated, and they're kind of up, but then we're a game and a half right out of second place. So, you know, all we can do is just focus on what the next game is and just keep our heads down and keep working.
Yeah, the next game, Boston College, which, well, we might as well jump in there for a moment. Boston College coming up on Saturday. They fell behind Duke last night, 11-0. Kind of hung around a little bit, fought, which is kind of representative of their team. They seem to be a team that relies on their defense. They've been in a lot of games. They're in a three-game losing streak right now. But Earl Grant's teams always seem to have a lot of fight.
They do. They do, and they're no different. Like you said, they're also, if you look at their numbers, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. And, you know, they compete, and their record doesn't indicate how good of a team they really are. Like you said, they've been almost in every game because of what they do defensively. And so it's going to be a good test for us. Offensively, that's a couple of games. We got to kind of make sure we take care of the defensive end this end and just clean up some things offensively. But it'll be a good game and a good test for us on the road.
They've got a couple of guys that are hard to handle. Donald Hand has been in the league for a while, averaging 14 a game last year. Hand had a good season in the ACC last year. He was one of four players in top 20 in scoring and rebounding, and then really improved, I think, is Fred Payne.
Yeah, their backcourt, like you talked about with Payne and Hand. Like you said, Hand's been a good player the last couple of years in the ACC. Payne is a Texas kid, so I know him a little bit. And his confidence that he plays with this year has really come to the forefront and given him the ability to kind of score all over the court. And they put him in different positions, and they put pressure on you with their ball handling and with, especially with Payne, with his shooting ability.
Yeah, he had a pretty good streak there, four-game streak of 24, 22, 20, and 20. That's high-level basketball in this league.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So it lets you know what he's capable of, and we got to do our job on him and just making it as tough as possible, because somebody who can score like that, you're not going to completely take him out. But if we can make him as inefficient and make all his shots contested and tough ones, then we'll be fine.
Hurricanes are 17-5. You're on your way to a 20-win season, which has always been, a milestone of programs. After the nine games in conference, the adjustments the opponents are making, are those adjustments that you anticipated?
Yeah, these are kind of the adjustments and the kind of, I guess, I don't want to call them weak spots, but just kind of the things we felt that how people would guard us. You know, we felt like we would see a lot of zone, so we've been good against the zone. We felt like we would see a lot of double on Malik and a lot of what I like to call pack line defense. So our offense has been relatively good when you look at the numbers. It's just the fouling and the limiting of threes that we have to clean up these last nine games. And if we can clean that up, I think we'll be able to be right in the mix here.
You are, as we mentioned the other day, you're down a player. Dante Allen, freshman, has moved in to the starting lineup. But you look at his numbers, Coach, against Cal, 12 points, 35 minutes, 3 assists, 5 rebounds. That's pretty good production for a freshman.
Yeah, Dante is one of those guys where when you put him on the court, all he cares about is winning. You know, he is I like to call him a utility guard. You can play him at any position. You know, we put him, you know, now with his elevated role, we put him on the best offensive player and the ball handler because his fight, his energy, his competitiveness in those moments really shows. So Dante is somebody that I trust fully, even though he's a freshman. You know, he's shown me that he has the qualities of what it takes to be a winner and somebody that I love to coach.
You have a team full of nice kids. Dante Allen is especially nice and probably going to be here for a while. At least we hope so. Considering his roots and probably somebody this, I mean, he's going to be a hell of a representative of your program.
Yes, he is. And I knew that from the beginning. You know, I always told Dante when I got here and was able to start recruiting him that no one has seen him play more than I have, just because I've watched him so many years recruiting people who are on his team. And I always said if I was somewhere that would value Dante Allen and what he's about and what he does, I would recruit him. And as soon as I got this job and as soon as it opened, he was the first person that I wanted to recruit and that I wanted to have on the team.
Probably should not be lost. Also, while you have experienced players, you're starting two freshmen now. And Shelton and Dante, you're going to be relying on these freshmen over the next nine games. And so far, they've been up to the challenge. Shelton, 16 points against Cal. I think it's his last five or six games. Well, in ACC play, he's averaging 17 points a game, which is strong for a freshman. But you're going to have two freshmen logging a lot of minutes here, I would imagine, over the next nine games.
Yeah. Yep, they will. And the way that the team was built and how the season has unfolded, those guys have gotten great experience throughout the season and being able to play. And so now that we've gotten into ACC play, they're comfortable in their roles. They're comfortable with the competition. And those two guys always know would kind of rise to the top and be the cream of the crop. So I'm excited that they've settled in and they've developed the way that I knew they would.
Maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe it's orange and green eyes. I don't know. I think freshmen, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever, as the season goes on, some will say, well, they'll hit the freshman wall, or some keep ascending. And I feel like Shelton and Dante are continuing to ascend.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, I felt Shelton hit his freshman wall in the beginning of the year. And so now he started to kind of be more comfortable, you know, be himself. Dante's freshman wall, to be honest with you, was breaking his hand and being out for that month and a half that he was out. And so that kind of halted his growth and development, but he kept staying in the gym, did more film work, you know, everything he could while he was hurt. And so when he came back, it was more so just about getting in shape and getting in game rhythm. And you're starting to see that he's been able to do that.
I wanted to mention this, and we did talk about Caleb Gaskins last week, but this week he was named McDonald's All-American. 6'8", McDonald's All-American, come into your program. That gives you recruiting Shelton, who's a five-star, I think he was McDonald's All-American, but a five-star last year. Caleb Gaskins comes in this year, McDonald's All-American. I guess the first question is, how does that help your program, or why does it help your program? And then number two, just from a recruiting standpoint, you being a new head coach, showing the other great players around the country that you can make connections with other great players, that they believe in you, how important is that?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, you always want to have the best players and be able to recruit the best players. And the thing that I found, you know, so appealing about this job is that it's one of those places where you can do that. You know what I mean? With how big the brand is, not only in the state of Florida, but nationally, it's a destination location. You know, it's a great university, a great fan base. So my job is to go out there and to recruit the very best. And I feel like me and my staff will be able to do that. And, you know, with Caleb, you know, he's somebody who fits us. You know, not only is he a really good basketball player, but just his personality, his winning pedigree, his traits, his characteristics is all what we're about with Miami basketball. And so it was a no-brainer with him also being here, being local. He's somebody I've recruited for years, even before I was here. So it's a built-in relationship. And so this is something that, you know, we have to be accustomed to, and this is what we're going to be about. You know, we're going to find the very best players that fit what we're about.
And great players want to be around other great players, right? When you have a group of great players, they can also essentially set your culture, right?
Yes, absolutely, because it's all about winning. And when you recruit the right ones, the really good ones, they want to win, and they want to be around other people who are like them. And that's the culture we're building. That's the identity we're building. And, you know, you mentioned those guys, and you never know what happens. I want him back. I want him to stay for 4 years, but you get guys like Shelton and Dante as your kind of foundation building blocks, and you bring in other really good players around them. And that's how you kind of get this thing started and get this thing rolling.
I think it's pretty easy. You're not even a year into this, but I think it's easy to see what your vision is for this program. By the way, I think you're like Coach Cristobal. You love recruiting like he does.
Yes, it's the business. You know, it's the job. You know, you have to make sure you're getting the guys that help you win. And our job is to compete for championships, not only ACC championships, but I want to win national championships. And it's something I think you can do here.
And you know, I go back to the culture thing for a moment, which that word means something different to everybody. And I know a coach wants to set his culture, but again, if you bring in guys that are winners and they want to be together, that must help a coach with his vision, right? Because you're kind of importing a culture that way when you bring guys that want to be around each other because they don't want to let each other down.
Exactly. And it's a big part of it is I like to call it their pedigree. You know, what do they come from? You know, Trey Donaldson has won Big Ten championships, conference, regular season, played in the Sweet 16. Same thing in the SEC. You know, Malik hadn't won at the level of what you would think, but he was at the University of Indiana. That's a blue blood. So he understands what winning means on a basketball platform. You know, Dante Allen state championships, Marcus Allen state championship. You go down, you just go through the list. You know, we have FIBA champions and FIBA medalists with Nome and Timo and Solly. So having guys in the program and on the team who have won adds to the culture of what it's about because they understand the value of it.
We should mention Marcus Allen has been out with an illness, pretty severe illness, and your team, your program has really rallied around him and his family.
Yeah, you know, it's important to because when they choose to play for me, but when also they choose to play for the University of Miami, their family, and that doesn't just extend to their athletic abilities. That is about them as people and their families as well. And whenever you go through something tough and something life-changing like Marcus is, it's always good for him to know, you know, that we're here for him and we're always here for him. And that's something I wanted to let him know and his family wanted to let him know and the university wanted to let them know. And so, you know, we're just doing all we can to support him and just keep life as normal as possible for him as we can.
This is also the time of the year where there must be 100 of these guys now. The bracketologists are all out there. How do you manage that? You peek at it? You talk to your team about it? I'm always wondering, like, do teams know where they are? Players have so much stuff going on. How do you handle that? Because, you know, as we said, we're down to 9 games.
Yeah, you know, I would be naive to think that they don't look at it or it doesn't pop up on their social media or, you know, someone saying something. You know, everything is right there at your fingertips nowadays. You know, my job is to keep them in the moment and keep them focused on whatever the next task at hand is, and it happens to be Boston College, and just let them know that, you know, we control our destiny. We control what we end up doing and what we end up being. And so not what somebody writes on paper and what somebody puts out on the internet, but it's going to be how we perform, how we compete, and how we win.
Yeah, and again, in the second half of the season, that's a good place to be where you're controlling your own destiny.
Yep, exactly. It is. It is. And that's where you always want to be at this time. You know, of course, I would want to be 9-0. But right. You know, it doesn't happen that way. And our losses have gotten us better. So you can't grow until you experience some things. So we've had some great experiences and we've grown. So I'm excited about where we are and where we're headed.
I did want to ask you on Saturday, Duke and Carolina play. It's the first one of the year. You were part of that rivalry. What was it like for you?
You know, I was the first, I guess, outsider in the rivalry in a while because both staffs, everybody either played at Carolina or played at Duke. So, you know, coming from an outside perspective, I didn't really know. You know, you see it on TV, but you didn't know, like, how intense. Like, it's real hatred, you know. Like, it really is, like, real hatred between the fans and with how close it is to each other. You know, the divide within the state and the city, it's a real thing. And just being a part of it and understanding it, it's what college basketball is at its highest level. It's good for college. It's good for the ACC. And it's good way just to promote our brand of ACC basketball.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch, that's for sure. Duke kind of is separating themselves from the rest of the league right now. Does it appear that way? I think they've won. I go back to last year. I think they've won 20 straight conference games now.
Yeah, they've done a good job of being able to separate themselves, and they've done a good job of just continuing to win. You know, they've already played some tough games. I think at this halfway point, they do have created some separation, and then you got to see how everyone finishes.
All right, well, we've got Boston College on Saturday. That's a challenge there. You get them twice this season. And you know they're going to be kind of desperate because they've hit a bit of a road bump here. So you're probably going to get their best shot.
Yeah. Yes, whenever you play a team, especially on the road, and them coming off a losing streak, you're going to get their best shot. But, you know, they have to get our best shot too. We're coming off a loss. We have to have the same amount of desperation or not even more. And it will be, you know, be another one of those hard-fought ACC games that we're seeing all over this year. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to go back on the road. We've played good on the road. We've been pretty comfortable on the road in the league. So it won't be anything we haven't seen. We just got to go out there and execute.
Yeah, you're 3-1 on the road in league play, and that's some teams go an entire season without three wins. You've won three of the first four.
Yeah, we started a bunch on the road. You know, it's Notre Dame, Clemson, Wake, and Syracuse. And we're right back there again going to Boston College. So, you know, it's something that we're accustomed to. And even, you know, we've won, I think, maybe five on the road, road games, or four true road games maybe, with Ole Miss included in that. So our guys have really battled and competed, and they understand what it means.
Yeah, that Ole Miss environment was a strong environment. And
yeah,
you're 4-1 on the road. Pretty good.
Yeah, 4-1. Yep. We started pretty good. And, you know, it's something that having older players, it does help. Because they've been in those environments, like I said, and you know, Malik playing at Indiana Assembly Hall is 18,000 every night. Trey's traveled all through the SEC and the Big Ten. Same with Ernest. You know, he played at Kansas. So these environments and these situations aren't new to them. So you know, the biggest thing was just getting everyone on the same page with this team. The individual pieces may not be new, but the team and us forming was new, and we've done a good job of that on the road.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time tonight. I'll see you on Friday. Bring the overcoat. It's 5 degrees in Boston.
I will, Josie. I appreciate you.
All right. We'll see you on Friday. Thank you very much. That's University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas joining us. 17-5 Miami, 6-3 in conference play. Boston College on Saturday. Tip off at 2. We'll be on the air at 1:30. You know who's going to be listening? Ed Williamson. He listens all the time if it's a road game. And, of course, for home games, he's always there with his lovely wife, Carol. And if you are in the market right now for a Cadillac, then I highly recommend, highly suggest Williamson Cadillac, because they've built a loyal client base by staying focused on one thing, the customer experience. Customers are treated like family. You want world-class customer service when you purchase a new Cadillac? Then do it from Williamson Cadillac. And new vehicles are arriving every day, which means Williamson is absolutely going to have the new Cadillac you're looking for. Stop in, say hello to Jermaine. He'll get you set up. Mr. Williamson, lovely wife Carol will be there as well. Go in today, experience Williamson Cadillac's preferred atmosphere. Easy to find on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto, or online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership. Stop by, see Ed Williamson and Carol. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
All right, happy to welcome you back on the show. And joining us now, University of Miami baseball coach J.D. Arteaga. We are closing in on opening day and closing in on the start of the baseball season. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. J.D., thanks for being with us. How excited are you for this upcoming season?
Always excited when opening day's around the corner, man. It's a lot of work goes into it. And, you know, as you know, in sports and in college athletics, it's a year-round job. And from the moment that last out was made, unfortunately, in Louisville and not in Omaha, we've been working for this season and putting this roster together and preparing for February 13th. So we're excited.
You know, it's interesting to me. I don't know. Well, the question is there a carryover? Last year, you took your team to within a hit and out, whatever it might be, of going to the College World Series right there at the end against Louisville. You do have returning players, so they got a chance to see what it's like to get that close. Is there a carryover in the momentum generated from last year?
I mean, every year is different. I think absolutely that is the truth this year with our team, especially offensively more than anything. You know, we only lost three starters from the lineup, from the offensive side, and Dorian Gonzalez at second base and Renzo at first base and then, you know, a couple catchers. But We get the core of our lineup back, you know, and guys that we didn't expect to get back. And, you know, Jake Ogden, everyone expected him to sign. He had a great season for us. He is our best all-around player. So getting him back was huge. Getting, you know, Max Galvin back in left field is big. And then Derek Williams, which, you know, when he went down with a hamstring injury about halfway through the season, he was our leading hitter in every category. Then, of course, he came back for the postseason and had some big hits for us there at the Southern Miss and Louisville. So, you know, getting those three guys back is big and unexpected. And, you know, of course, Cuvée coming back and guys like that you knew were going to be back. It's a very deep veteran lineup, and I haven't even started talking about some of the newcomers.
Yeah. Well, I want to dive into some of those veteran players in a moment. It occurred to me the last time I saw you was prior to kickoff at the national championship game, the football game, University of Miami and Indiana. Nobody knows the history as well as you do of University of Miami athletics, and you know the significance of football. I'm curious, with the success of football being relevant again, how much does it help other sports? Does it help you when you're recruiting in baseball?
Absolutely. I mean, football, when football wins, everybody wins, you know, from the rest of the athletic department, from the university, even in, you know, as far as, you know, students applying for school, it helps everybody. And I think college football is better when the Canes are good, you know, same thing in baseball. I think the Canes are a national brand that always brings attention. Love us or hate us, everyone's watching us, you know, so, but definitely their football success, whether it's financial or just, you know, marketing wise, it helps everybody out.
I also always felt that when football is really good, it puts a bullseye on every other program in terms of the opposition. They always look at the University of Miami and say, "Ah, it's baseball. We're going to give them our best shot."
Yeah, and that's the way it's always been. You know, that's our toughest challenges sometimes are those midweek games, and you get some of these mid majors coming in, and to them it's their game seven of the World Series. And you know, you can say that some of them dreamt of playing at Miami and we snubbed them by not recruiting them, and we get their best effort, and our guys are looking forward to an ACC series in the weekend. So always a challenge, especially as a coach, to get those guys up for every game. But definitely, we always get everyone's best effort. We get their best pitchers, and best pitchers that are available, they're going to throw them against us, and even if they're not, they'll lose a pitcher for the weekend in order to win a midweek against us.
J.D. Arteaga is our guest, the skipper for the University of Miami baseball, third year. Are you more comfortable now as the manager in your third year? And if so, why?
I don't think comfortable is the right word. I think knowing what to expect is a better term.
Yeah.
You know, never comfortable. I think we could always get better, always improve. You get comfortable, then you're in a bad place. So I think I'm more prepared for the job and understand what's coming and kind of get ahead of certain things before it happens. So, but comfortable is never the word in my vocabulary. So I'm getting better, learning, and being a better head coach because of it.
But you have a really, really unique connection with your players. When you were the pitching coach, you had a very good connection with your pitchers. I think what we've learned in the first 2 years of you as head coach is you have that connection with all players.
I think it's important. I think, you know, the human being comes first, you know, and it's not just X's and O's. It's about the Jimmys and the Joes, you know, whether you're talking about recruiting or the guys that you have on your roster, getting the best out of them and really caring about them as individuals, as human beings, as you know, brothers and students and whatever they might be. It's just, it's important. And that's something that's never going to change. They're going to play for you for, I guess in these days, maybe just one season, maybe four or three, whatever it might be. But, you know, they're always going to be who they are. And I like to think that I play a big impact in who they're going to be in the future. And that's very important to me. You know, making it in sports and baseball and in any sport professionally is really, really difficult. And I just think that you play a bigger role in these guys and who they're going to be after the game is played. So, and when you do that, you get the best from them. You know, they trust you and they know that you have their best intentions in mind and usually get better efforts out of them.
How much do you think your demeanor helps the ball club? Because you're the same guy all the time. And I think if players look and see that their leader is the same all the time, then that helps them find a spot of consistency.
Yeah, look, I think it's important not to show your emotions, you know, to say that I'm not, you know, nervous at times or concerned about things or everything's, you know, up 10, down 10, tight game. It might look the same, but believe me, in my mind, it's not. But yes, it absolutely is important to coach with the same style and talk to guys in the same way and I guess not panic and not overreact. Because everything's going to, you know, level out eventually, you know. So it's important. If you want consistency from your players, you want consistency in performance and effort, then you got to coach in a consistent manner, right?
Yep.
That doesn't mean that it's inside. I'm feeling the same no matter what the situation is. It is a matter, you know, slowing things down when you have to slow them down. But consistency is absolute key. And you can't ask something of the players that you're not going to practice yourself. So we got to be consistent and just be the best version of ourselves all the time.
J.D. Arteaga is our guest. Okay, Daniel Cuvée, 118 games played, 118 games started, 42 career home runs. Two-part question, your expectations of Cuvée this year and your anticipation of how teams are going to adjust to him this season.
So, I mean, what I expect from the same thing he's done the first 2 years. You know, I hope he doesn't come out and try to do more. Definitely what he's done his first two seasons is enough. So, again, going back to the consistency thing, right, that's always the catch with someone's, you know, draft year or last year or whatever you want to say, where they try to do too much. And I think early in the season last year, he got caught up in that a little bit. And even though his batting average, I don't think it ever dipped below 330, you know, his power numbers were down. But that's because he was putting himself in really tough hitters' counts. And it was every at-bat seemed to be 0-2, 1-2, and swinging at bad pitches. And then he was forced to just kind of put the ball in play and get his hits here or there. As the season went on, he got a little more patient and selective, and he got into you know, positive counts. And he started doing some damage with, you know, in the slugging department. So hopefully he has shown a lot of maturity. He really hasn't had a good fall for us his freshman year or last year. He had a really, really good fall this year, which is a little scary. But hopefully he can take that approach that he's taken for most of his career here and let the game come to him and do some damage. As far as, you know, how teams are going to attack him, I think the biggest difference between this year and his first 2 years is the guys we have around him. You know, no longer can you really pitch around him, because there are some guys that'll be hidden behind him in the lineup that can do damage and have done damage at our level. So it's going to be a much much tougher, much deeper lineup for opposing teams to contend against. And it's not just Daniel Cuvée.
Is it fair to say that you expect to score more runs this season? I'm looking at your roster. I'll dive into some of these players, but do you think you're going to be more of an offensive team this season?
I don't want to be an offensive team. I think we have a team that, with the ability to score more runs, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, pitching and defense is what win games. And when you face good opponents, it's, you know, it's tough to score 8-9 runs, you know? Yes, this is the best offensive lineup we've had in my 3 years. But I understand the game of baseball and pitching and defense is still, you got to have that to win. I think you go out expecting to win games with your offense, you're setting yourself up for failure, because you're gonna run into good pitching, you know, and good pitching always beats good hitting. So we have the ability to score more runs, but I don't want to just sit back and depend on our offense.
It's funny. There were at least two players that jumped out at me last year doing the games that played for the opposition. One was Alex Sosa from North Carolina State. And when you played them at the light, I thought, man, this guy's got a beautiful swing. And the other was Brylin West from FIU, a first baseman, who is huge. And they're both on your roster this season. How will they help you?
I mean, yeah, you saw it, right? They did some damage against us. And they're both kind of different, right? I think, you know, Brylin West, there was a position that we were looking to fill. Like I said, that's one of the three offensive positions that we lost from a year ago. So we were looking for a first baseman. And once Brylin went into the portal, it was a no-brainer to go after him hard and try to land him. If I'm not mistaken, he might have been the first offensive portal player that we got last summer. So, and this also is a completely different situation. I mean, we had two freshman catchers in our roster last year that were both very, you know, very talented. We felt good about, So we really weren't in the market for a catcher. But when a player like Sosa goes in and he's really a local kid, people might not realize it because he grew up most of his life in Vieira, Florida. But he was born in Miami. I think he started in the Belen Elementary. So he was in Miami until sixth grade before he moved to Vieira. His family moved to Vieira. So he's a local kid. He's an exceptional bat, All-American, behind the plate, left-handed hitter, you know, perfect piece to hit behind Cuvée with a right-handed, right-left combination there. So even though we weren't in the market for it, we had to give it our best shot, you know. So we were able to land him as well. And so, yeah, those are two bats. Those are just two examples that I'm talking about as far as protecting Cuvée in the lineup.
You mentioned Ogden earlier. Torres comes back also. He was fabulous in center field last season. You mentioned Derek Williams, Siskar, Tate DeRise is back. So you do have guys that performed on this team a year ago that are back on your roster.
Yeah, again, and the majority are from the offensive side, right? On the pitching side, we got A.J. Siskar that you could argue at the end he was our Friday night guy, our number one pitcher, and then you got Tate DeRise that had a ton of quality starts and big games started. Other than that, on the pitching side, that's it. You know, we lost our entire bullpen, and we lost two out of our four starters. So there's a lot of holes there, a lot of pieces to fill in there. We feel good about some of the guys that we have. They haven't done it yet, right? So it's not like we don't have a pitcher on the staff that's like a Alex Sosa or West that has put up numbers consistently over, you know, the last couple of years. So we have certain guys that we feel good about them. They just haven't done it yet. So we'll see what happens there on the pitching side.
How do you feel about, I think I always ask you this, but I think it's kind of pretty standard in baseball. If you're good at short, second, and center, up the middle, that's half the battle. How do you feel about where you are up the middle?
I mean, defensively, we're as strong up the middle there as we've ever been in a long time. You know, along with Ogden, you got Sheehan coming in from USC Upstate. He's hit somewhere in the mid-300s with, you know, 16 home runs and 28 stolen bases, I think. And, you know, we'll see who's at short, who's at second. But those two guys are going to be up the middle. You can't forget about Fabio Peralta.
Right.
You know, he played a bunch of games in center field. And at one point, he was, you know, one of our hottest hitters for a good month of the season. You know, tapered off at the end a little bit, but you tend to see that in freshmen. Season gets long and they get a little tired, and he had a tough fall, but he's come back here in the spring. He's having a great spring so far. You know, Mikey Torres might be our most improved hitter in the roster, and his defense is his defense, and he's just a great defensive center fielder, you know, from tracking the balls down to a great, strong, accurate arm. But he's starting to swing the bat a lot better. So really think about it. We have our four starting outfielders coming back. You throw in Williams and Peralta in there. It's like all four guys coming back. But at some point, they all started last year. So we feel really good about our outfield. And I think Peralta would be in center field in any roster in the country. But just because of Torres being there, he might be forced to play left or right.
Yeah, those guys cover a lot of territory, that's for sure. And we will cover much more territory with J.D. Arteaga in the weeks to come. They open the season on February 13th against Lehigh at Marklight Stadium, the first of a three-game set, February 13th and the 14th and the 15th. We'll come back and wrap things up here on the show right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Okay, thanks to J.D. Arteaga and Jay Lucas for being with us on the show. Trevor Harris has been our producer. Straight ahead for you in terms of the Hurricanes calendar. Basketball on Saturday here on QAM. 1:30 pregame, 2 p.m. tip-off, Miami and Boston College. Then a week, well, it's a week from yesterday, Miami and North Carolina at the Watsco Center. It's an orange-out game. Wear orange, 7 p.m. tip-off. That'll be a big one as Carolina comes to town for a 7 p.m. tip-off. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock for that one because we'll do a 30-minute halftime, about a 30-minute Hurricane Hotline show, and then our pregame will begin at 6:30 for Miami and North Carolina. The football team will be honored on Tuesday night at halftime of the basketball game. And then on Valentine's Day, we'll be in North Carolina, in Raleigh, for Miami and North Carolina State basketball. And that's also here on QAM. That'll be a 4 p.m. tip-off. So that's what's coming up here over the next 10 days or so, including the beginning of the baseball season. Nothing better than opening day at Mark Light Stadium, and that will be on Friday night, February the 13th against Lehigh. Gators come to town at the end of the month. Gators will be here February 27th, 28th and 29th. So that'll be fun. When the Gators come marching in. Okay, that's going to do it for our show here tonight. Thank you for joining us. We'll rejoin you on Saturday from Chestnut Hill, the frozen tundra. We'll be in Boston for Miami and Boston College basketball. Trevor Harris has been our producer. Thanks to J.D. Arteaga and Jay Lucas for being with us here on the show. Stay tuned now. Coming up next, the Panthers in pursuit of the playoffs are a long way to go. Doug Plagan's coming up next for the Panthers and the Bruins here on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.